Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Luke Morrow in for Reggie as we're set to go around the NFL here on In the Loop. But first, before we do so, we asked last hour, what's your favorite fan in the stand story is the question of the day. I did just want to mention a couple of these real quick that came in during the break. Someone said they caught a rose from Alanis Morissette at a show in the early 90s when she was up and coming. Show was here in Houston.
Was
at
it ironic?
Grocery store.
Probably not.
Probably
according
not.
To you and that song.
Yeah, that's right. She was a wild one. Mm-hmm. And then I love this one from the 832. Had close to courtside seats at a Mavs-Warriors game back in the day when we were kids. They let us go in the tunnel to shake the players' hands.
Oh, wow.
My little brother walked out in front of Latrell Sprewell on accident and got a face full of his junk. He could never look at Latrell the same way.
I guess not. Hey, kid, how'd you get that black eye?
Yeah. Well, probably like, I know what he working with.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Funny story.
Yeah. He felt like PJ Carlissimo in that moment.
Yes.
So there you go. You can keep those coming in. Someone got a ball from Nolan Ryan, got it signed afterwards. That's cool. Anyways, let's go around the NFL. And perfect timing because the news just came out. They announced the award winners for the week, and your Houston Texans quarterback, C.J. Stroud, congratulations. He was named Offensive Player of the Week for that onslaught of the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. So a nice a little accolade heading into the bye week.
Yeah, big time. 23 out of 27, 244 yards, four touchdowns, 143.9 passer rating. Stroud gets AFC Offensive Player of the Week, which is interesting. Well, I'll play a little game with you guys. That is his third Offensive Player of the Week award in his young career. First one since 2023, week 9. Excuse me, week 18 of 2023. Okay. Week 18 of 2023.
That was the last game against the Colts.
Yeah. Okay. So that's his third Offensive Player of the Week award. Four Texans quarterbacks have won AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Can you name them?
Four quarterbacks. All right.
Got to be Matt Schaub with that.
CJ Stroud.
Stroud, Schaub, and Deshaun, you would think.
Yes. Yes, and yes.
And then, okay. Did Carr ever win one?
Figgy?
I'm going to say, I'm going to just shoot in the dark and say, I'm going to say Brian Hoyer.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh.
Pixie. Oh. Week 13 in the 2014
what
season.
What was this stats looking like?
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
let's
must
look
have
it
been.
Up.
Week 13 in the 2014 NFL season. Here's the other thing that I don't know if it's interesting. I don't know if it means anything. But the most Offensive Player of the Week's awards, something like that, by a quarterback is 5 by Deshaun Watson. Second most is 4 by Matt Schaub, and this is C.J. Stroud's third. We kind of forget Deshaun Watson was on a tear.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was on a tear there for a while.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, he did not play the previous two games. He comes in Sunday, November 30th, 2014. The Texans beat the Titans. here in Houston. 45-21. The Titans were 2-10. Texans got to 6-6. Anyways, Ryan Fitzpatrick in that game, he went 24 out of 33, 358 yards, 6 touchdowns.
Oh, baby.
No turnovers.
Goodness gracious.
That'll do it. That'll do it. Yeah, so only 4 quarterbacks. Ryan Fitzy. Fitzy's one of them.
Oh, that was the game Hopkins had 238 yards against the Titans.
Yeah, just throw it up to Hopkins, see what happens.
Yeah. Yep, so there you go. Congratulations to C.J. Stroud, latest offensive player. And as you said, first one since his rookie year. And so, you know, that's good to see. I guess that goes back to what I was complaining about yesterday of C.J. Stroud is back. Here he is now.
He had two in his rookie year, right?
He had two his rookie year and then this one. And then this one.
The first one had to be against the Bucs, right?
The first one was week 5. Let me make sure here. Yes. Week 9. Week 9 of 2023. And then week 18 of 2023.
Oh, week 9. Okay.
Yeah, that was the Bucs. Is that what
you
said, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, Bucs and then Colts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, congrats to Stroud. Hey, elsewhere in the NFL, as we go around the NFL, we'll spend a little more time on this a little later on, so we don't have to dive too deep in it, but the Cardinals fined head coach Jonathan Gannon $100,000 for what happened on Sunday. Probably a surprise to some, but... Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get – we'll talk about it more later, but were you surprised to see the fine come down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is a true – I know that there are lines that you can't cross, and he did sort of – he kind of flicked him is what I would call it, kind of flicked him as he's walking away with his hand. But it wasn't like – was would you call it like an aggressive
– I didn't even see the little flick part.
Yeah.
I just saw him as he's walking tearing away, into
kind
him
of,
a little
like
bit.
Kind of like flicked his arm. And what surprised me here more than anything, it was the Cardinals that did it, not the NFL.
Yeah.
Which, maybe there's more that the Cardinals have not liked. Is my point.
Yeah. Unless that guy just flat out cried like a baby.
Went to the NFLPA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because man, $100,000. It's not $10,000 or $15,000. It was $100,000.
$100,000. For yelling at a guy that gave away the game. And then, to be fair, kind of flicking his arm as he's walking away.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And it's so much for, player accountability. Like, the player made the mistake. No punishment for him. I'm sure he didn't get fined, maybe in kangaroo court or something. But, you know, I don't think he's going to get benched or anything. And then the coach is the one that is upset because of the player's mistake.
Yeah.
Lets the player know, coaches him in a way, maybe a harsh way. Mm-hmm. And then the coach gets punished for trying
to. And they lost the game.
Right.
He lost the game. They were about to go up 28-6 with 12 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's an
excusable mistake. And the coach gets up in his face, which, I don't know, I think coaches do that. And I guess it was the little arm thing.
I don't know. I guess it's not Bobby Knight. Come on. It was a little tap.
Yeah.
What are we doing there? Speaking of fines, the NFL is fining Jerry Jones $250,000 for being the latest owner to give fans the finger at a football game. He did so Sunday against the Jets up there in New Jersey. Got fined $250,000. Did you hear Jerry Jones' excuse for this?
Yes, I did.
We have the audio from when he was on our sister station there in Dallas. Here's what Jerry said to explain his actions. He claims it was a mistake. He didn't mean to give the finger. Here was Jerry.
You know, that was unfortunate that was a kind of a exchange with our fans out in front of us. There was a swarm of Cowboy fans out in front, not Jet fans, Cowboy fans. And the entire stadium was brimming with the enthusiasm of Cowboys, and certainly late in the game. And that was inadvertent on my part because that was right after we'd made our last touchdown. And we were all excited about it. There wasn't any antagonistic issue or anything like that. I just put up the wrong show on the hand, but that was inadvertently done. And I'm not kidding. It was, if you want to call it accidental, you can call it accidental. But it got straightened around pretty quick. I've had a chance to look at it. It got straightened around pretty quick. But the intention was thumbs up and then basically pointing at our fans because everybody was jumping up and down excited.
Do we
sell? Sell.
He meant to give a thumbs up. Instead, he gave the middle finger. Are we buying that excuse?
Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
Sell. Oh, I meant. Oh, that's the wrong finger. I meant to do this. Finger. I meant to do the.
Who
thumb.
Make a mistake and give somebody nobody. The finger, man?
Nobody does that.
Yeah, by accident.
Nobody does that. And like inadvertently shot the finger at someone.
Come on.
Only Jerry Jones.
What excuse are you buying more, Jerry Jones or the woman stealing sunglasses in the airport that Figgy played yesterday? Which one's
Ooh,
more
that's
likely?
That's a tough call.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to lean with the woman stealing the glasses. I don't know. I know she was caught on tape, but so was he.
She got to go in the bathroom, though. She got to go to the bathroom.
You've seen the picture, like, on tape. He goes from, hey, 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 and then he points at, like, an individual fan and goes, ah, right at you. Back at you, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get these owners. I mean, whatever. Jerry probably doesn't care, $250,000 fine.
No,
but
he doesn't care.
He's not the first owner to flip the bird to someone. Right. But Adams, who was also.
Did he get fined for that?
He did. I don't remember exactly how much, but he leaned over and did the double bird.
Yeah. You can still see that picture out there. It was clear as day, too.
He did the double bird.
He was also up there like Jerry in age. And then Dave Tepper, a little different, I guess, but, you know, throwing a drink at somebody. Like, I don't know. What are you thinking?
That might be worse.
Yeah.
That double bird. Yeah.
100%.
Like, don't throw a drink on me. Like, that's fighting. That's fight type stuff.
Yeah, that's very offensive.
Yeah.
But these owners, I guess, just don't care. They're used to being in powerful positions and probably not punished very often. Hey, OBJ, you probably forgot about him. He just got suspended 6 games for PEDs. He was also on a podcast recently complaining about his time in Miami last year and how much of a mess it was.
Mm-hmm.
In case you don't remember, because honestly, I didn't. He played 9 games last year for the Dolphins, had 9 catches, is not with any team right now, and is suspended for 6 games. Do you think we ever see Odell Beckham Jr. in the NFL again, actually, you know, playing for a team?
I don't think so. He's not as old as you think he is. Let me double check on this, but I want to say he's not.
He got to be about, what, 31?
Oh, he's 32.
32? Okay.
Yeah, he's 32. So maybe that's a year or two in there. Yeah. But I don't think so. So
yeah.
You don't think Kansas City would kick the tires on them, or maybe the Rams again?
Yeah. I mean, if anybody would be those.
Yeah, he tried I want to say he tried Baltimore.
Yep, 2 years ago.
Yeah,
good memory.
He
did not play in 2022. I think he was still rehabbing the injury that he suffered in the Super Bowl. Then played with the Ravens 2023. Last year, the Dolphins.
He said he's interested in playing for the Rams, Steelers, Chiefs, and maybe back to the Giants.
The Giants? Why would you want to go back there?
Yeah. Why would you?
Yeah.
Why would you?
According to him, they sent him to Cleveland to die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he kind of ruined the Cleveland organization on his way out, or his father, whoever it was, right, who was posting things about Baker.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is – Odell Beckham Jr. is fascinating. Like, he was a Pro Bowler his first 3 years. He had that great one-handed catch. Mm-hmm. He had over 1,300 yards each of those first 3 years. And then he just kind of like faded away. I know he obviously went to Cleveland. He was still a big name, but he never had that same success that he did those first 3 years. Double-digit touchdowns each of those first 3 years, then never had more than 6 the rest of his career. It was just quite a drop-off.
Yeah, I think his last better year was that year he got traded to the Rams and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
he ended up getting hurt.
I remember he was hurt for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, he got hurt in that Super Bowl, I want to say. Mm-hmm. But he was having a real good year that with the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was. But even there, he was still like that second option or that third guy. He wasn't the star like he was in New York.
That was the cup year.
Right, So he took the back seat. So we'll see if he ever gets back into the league. And then a couple other last things here. Just roster moves in the division. Jaguars placed their tight end, Brenton Strange, on IR, so he'll miss at least a month. But the one I did want to mention is the Titans officially, we were waiting for this, but they officially released former first-round pick Treylon Burks, who was on the IR. I think also wasn't happy. I think his agent asked for the release, too. They did release him. The reason why I'm bringing it up, though, is, you know, the Titans, we were talking earlier in our baseball conversation about tanking. The Titans obviously have had some down years lately. They've had some high draft picks, and that's the big knock on John Robinson, who's not there anymore, the former GM. Like, they didn't do a whole lot with a lot of those picks, and Burks was one of those guys. Mm-hmm. And I'll raise my hand. I actually thought he'd be a good NFL player.
I did, too.
Yeah, it did not work out. But that's another thing that's really cost the Titans is, like, this is your chance. This is when you're supposed to rebuild with all these good draft picks. We'll see about Cam Ward. But they have missed on a lot of moves in recent years, and that's why they continue to be just this bad franchise.
And they gave up A.J. Brown for him.
Yes,
that's
they
right.
did.
Good point. Yep.
Yes, they did. And I do think he's going to be one that somebody takes a flyer on, sort of a reclamation project. And that's why he wanted to be released.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah, I could see it. I liked him coming out of college. Was a disappointment in Tennessee. He's had some injuries, obviously, including this year. We'll see what happens afterwards.
But. And don't sleep on the Brenton Strange thing. You know, he is considered like just a terrific blocking tight end. Has had a couple of other, you know, plays here and there. That's going to be a big hit for the Jaguars.
Yeah, they lose a weapon there for at least a few weeks. We'll see. Hey, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That was around the NFL. When we come back, Texans aren't playing this week, of course. Is this actually a bad time for the Texans to have their bye week? We'll talk about it next in The Loop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Texans bye week coming at a bad time? I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. And you can join the conversation throughout on YouTube and Twitch or text the show 713-572-4610. Earlier we did ask for the question of the day, what's your favorite fan in the stands story? It then kind of morphed into a different conversation towards the end about bad experiences with some celebrities or athletes. Someone did text the show saying, Jose Altuve no tipped my wife on an HEB order.
Oh, that's a dangerous thing to do right there.
She doesn't take his orders anymore.
Oh man,
that's putting it out there, man.
Hey man, come on, man. He probably like, hey, I'm in the damn commercials. What do I need a tip for?
Yeah, what am I even paying for?
You should be paying me.
Yeah, that is the problem with celebrities and athletes is the tipping. You have to always be a good tipper because that's what. I hear those stories about athletes more or celebrities more than anything. Mm-hmm. People who work in restaurants and, you know, whatever. Nicolas Cage came in and he gave us a 10%. People always talk about, they gossip about the bad tipping of celebrities. So that's something you got to cover your back on.
Yeah.
And always got to give a good tip. Otherwise, people will be texting radio shows saying, yeah, Jose Altuve, he's a cheapskate. He doesn't tip my wife.
But are you sure it was Jose Altuve? It might have been like a Jose Alvarez, and you got it. You got all excited.
That's right. And then this text, I know this is a little self-serving, but tongue-in-cheek, from the 832. They said, my favorite radio show host, John Lopez and Luke Morrow. Read my text message live. That'll be my favorite fan moment.
There it is.
So
done.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah.
We're happy to make dreams come true around here. Hey, is the Texans bye week coming at a bad time? I've been thinking about this since really the third quarter of the game Sunday against the Ravens, thinking like, man, everything's clicking, and then, now you got to take a week off, and guys might go on vacation and everything, you step away, and then you try to come back and try to, you know, next week maybe or the end of this week and try to find that magic again, if you will, pick up where you left off after people, you know, after folks stepped away for a little while, got away from football maybe for just a couple of days. And it's that type of thing that I feel like when you kill a team like that and you play that well the last five, six quarters, you just want to keep going. You want to get right back out there.
Mm-hmm.
Here was Ross Tucker, former NFL lineman, now covers the league. He was on with Payne and Pendergast yesterday, and he brought this up on his own organically, was not asked about it, but he kind of spoke to that point of, maybe this is a tough time to have the bye. Here's what Ross said.
That game was a total, absolute domination by the Texans. That's the thing that bothers me about them having the bye now, is that that's sort of the type of win that spurs you on to really feeling good about yourselves. And because even if there's guys not playing, it's still the Ravens, it's still on the road. And it's kind of a shame that they don't get to kind of pick up where they left off.
It's interesting, and it's kind of like, where are you as a team? Because if you're arguing where they are as a team, a little bit of a heater, you know, here in the last five quarters. Obviously, C.J. Stroud, we haven't heard, AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Offensive line looked better protection. Coming off a road game, two straight wins. If you're looking at it like that, then you don't want the bye week now. You'd rather just keep playing. I think you don't want the bye week now for another reason. I think it's just too early.
Yeah.
I think it's just too early. So either way you look at it from my perspective, now some might say get your rest and then you go on a run the rest of the way. I'd rather have – I've always liked late October, early November, you know, kind of split the season in half, get your rest, really recuperate, et cetera. Because right now the Texans are going to play 12 straight games when they come back, including a Thursday night game. I believe they have a Thursday night game. Yes, yeah. Against Buffalo, November 20th.
Right.
I don't like it, you know, and for a different reason than he does.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I don't like it because essentially what Ross was saying too, and then also you factor in it's a Monday night football game, which is a West Coast game, so it's like really late Monday night, so it's even more time off for this team to get away. I hear you on the timing as well. I'm always a late bye guy to try to get healthy and regroup. By the way, it's funny that this is just a coincidence. ESPN, I was planning on bringing this up anyways, and then ESPN put out this article today investigating, like, when is this too early to have a bye week? When's the best week to have your bye?
Mm-hmm.
And they looked only at the last 4 years. Well, I guess since we've gone to the expanded, you know, the extra game, 17 games.
Yeah.
But they looked at it, and they saw that the best winning percentage after your bye week has come when teams have the week 8 bye, so almost that midway point.
Yeah, what I'm saying, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, week 6, which is what this is, teams have a 53% winning percentage after the bye. They should show what the winning percentage is before the bye to see if there's any sort of improvement.
Yeah.
But anyways, teams have had winning records after this early bye. I do agree with you, though. I'd rather have the later bye. I know Seth, though, in that conversation with Ross mentioned, he likes having the earlier bye when you have a new coach or a new offensive coordinator. So this is now a chance for, like, Nick Caley to take a breath.
Point. Yeah.
You just had two good weeks. Let's now take a step back, kind of review what you did, what worked, you know, figure out some, do that self-scouting, and now you come back with a better handle on things for, in this case, when you take on the Seahawks next week. So maybe it's the opposite of what I'm saying. Maybe this is a good time for the bye when you have those two good weeks, and Nick Caley can now build off of that with some.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Extra time.
I think that's the best argument for the early bye week, and it's a strong one. I think that's a really good point. Nick Caley, hell, just go down the list. You know, Cole Popovich, all of them are like, all right, we got five games in. What's working? What's not working? Yes, we're on a hot streak here, but what do we need to change? They're not going to take a lot of days off. I'm sure that they're going to be forced to take two or three days off to get away. I'm sure D'Amico's going to do that. He needs to, obviously time with the family, all that. But after that, or before, whatever, I think it's a really good time for them to kind of reevaluate. All right, we got 12 games left. Let's see what happens. Let's go from there. So that's a strong point. All things considered, though, I'd rather have 8 or 9.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And then I also just wouldn't want my bye. Same thing for the Ravens. I want my bye week when the team's just kind of, I guess, mid, as the kids would say.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the Ravens after Sunday and I get blown out, like, I want to get right back out there and try to get that bad taste out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And then if I'm the Texans and I'm coming off back-to-back blowouts and you're finally feeling good about this offense, I just want to keep it rolling and I want to get back out there. I want my bye week after, like, a 2-2 stretch or something and you're feeling decent. It's like, all right, let's take a break. Let's get a little healthier. Let's regroup. But otherwise, if you're a mess or if you're humming along, I just want to keep rolling. I don't want to stop that momentum.
And I don't think this is a very deep team offensively. So that's another reason I would rather not play 12 straight games, including a Thursday night game. And hell, one of those last 2 weeks against at the LA Chargers and at home against the Colts, one of those could, or both of them could be flexed to a Saturday. So as a thin offense, we know the offensive line is not real deep. We know the running back room is not real deep. At least those two places, maybe tight end, for now, is still not very deep. I don't want those guys playing 12 straight weeks, because the getting banged up, worn down at the end of the year. You got Kansas City, in Kansas City on December 7th, then Arizona, then the Raiders, and then at Chargers and the Colts. It's a pretty tough stretch, those teams right there. I'd rather have the later bye weeks just make sure you stay healthy.
Yeah, I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
If you think the Seahawks matchup is going to be tough Monday night in Seattle, then also maybe that's another reason why you like the bye here, so you get extra time, or even just this stretch in general that you've laid out, not only the rest of the season, really. It's a pretty tough schedule on paper, but these next couple of weeks with the Seahawks, Niners, at least you get a little extra time to get ready for those specific opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Someone on the text line laid out essentially what we were just talking about. They said they want the bye week now, so this is a good time for Nick Caley to get a reset, a self-scout after a rough start, and figure out what's for real, what's working. Somebody else said, what if the whole league did a bye at the same time, do it in the middle of the season? That seems fair.
I don't think that's going to ever happen.
I don't think so either, but that would be interesting. If the NFL just took a whole week off.
You think the NFL's going to do that?
No, never. But I don't hate the idea from a fan or from a team perspective. Like, okay, this week we just shut it down, and then we come back next week. It's a fair break for everybody at the same time.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No, it won't. 713 says, I love this bye week for the exact same reason as Lopez. It's a brand new offensive team that we're all hoping. Okay, then this text gets all screwed up. Anyway, somebody likes the bye week right now. You can continue to send in your text, 713-572-4610. I think the early buy is good for this season, just this season, because of the way the season has played out. All right, going to need a little more specifics on that. Kind of sucks that some teams get good bye weeks and other teams get crappy bye weeks. Yeah, that goes back to the idea of having the same bye week for everyone to make it a little more fair.
Mm-hmm.
But the Texans, and the Vikings have the byes this week. The byes just started this past week, so this is almost as early as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if the Texans make the most of it. You know, you do some self-scouting, you get a little time. Some guys get healthier if necessary, though this team isn't all that banged up right now.
It is interesting to see where some of your opponents, you know, your divisional opponents are getting their bye week. Like this, you know, this week you mentioned the Texans and Vikings. The Titans don't get a bye week till week 10. The Colts not until week 11. I don't know what that means. Jaguars is in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. The Texans have the earliest bye week in the division. I'm not sure I like that either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Colts is pretty, that's pretty late. Mm-hmm. Jaguars coming up in 2 weeks is a pretty good spot. After the Jags play the Seahawks and the Rams coming up, mm-hmm. then they get the bye. So that's not a bad spot to regroup. Then they have the Raiders and the Texans. You never want to face a team coming off their bye.
No.
That's a big thing in gambling too, that if you go and you look, the teams that do have that extra rest, usually the winning percentage is much higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to face the Jaguars or the Colts when they're coming off their bye. It's not the case for Jacksonville. So that's another thing you tried to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
But the Texans have the bye week this week. Do you think it's a good time or a bad time? 713-572-4610. Let us know. Last thing on this, too. What do you think as a fan? Like, the bye week for me is oftentimes like when you get socks as a gift, where you hate it in the moment, but then a few months down the road, you're like, oh, thank goodness I got all those, you know, I need those extra socks. And I think it's similar where it's like, oh, man, the Texans aren't playing this week. That stinks. What am I going to do? But then you get to the actual Sunday, and it's like, ooh, no stress. I can just sit back, relax, watch all the games. It's nice to do that once or twice a year.
To me, you're going to watch the NFL anyway, but it also depends just how good the rest of the schedule is.
That's fair.
Because I'm going to sit down on Red Zone and just plant myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this week's NFL schedule, which I know later in the week we'll probably dig in a little more, it's kind of, it's kind of a so-so NFL schedule. Like, the primetime game Sunday night is really good, Detroit at Kansas City. But other than that, you got Raiders, Titans, Packers, Bengals, Ravens, Rams, just a lot of – ooh, Seattle at Jacksonville, and that's your next opponent.
Yeah, that's a good matchup,
so that'll
too.
Be a good one. So that'll be a good one, Seattle at Jacksonville.
Well, then here's the trick. If you don't care to watch those games, you tell your wife, you tell your significant other.
It's all about you this
that's
week,
right.
baby.
Honey, I know we have the NFL on Sunday, but you know what? This week,
screw the NFL.
Whatever you want to do.
It's about you.
I don't need to watch the Texans this week.
This is a you weekend.
We can go to a pumpkin patch. Whatever you want to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
A pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
Those are out there now. Yeah, they're out there now.
They're hot heavy right now.
Yeah. You want to go pick some apples? We can do it all day Sunday just for you.
Yeah.
So this is the time to do it. Don't let them know it's the bye week for the Texans. Coming up, what's poppin'? We'll let you know, including a big Houston debut tonight. We'll talk about it next. Is in the Loop. Luke Morrow in for Reggie, alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig here on In the Loop. What's poppin'? Well, if you're a baseball fan, today is set up to be a pretty good day for you. If you're just a general baseball fan, because we have all four series going on in the divisional round, and all four are elimination games today as teams try to keep their season alive, much like the Yankees did last night. If you stayed up for that one, the Blue Jays were up 6-1. People were taking the victory laps, dancing on the Yankees' grave, and then they came back, ended up winning 9-6. First time this year the Blue Jays blew a lead of 5 runs or more. They were 37-0 this year when leading by that many runs. And Aaron Judge hit the game-tying homer off the foul pole yesterday in the 4th inning. So the Yankees, at least for one more day, they stay alive.
Yeah, my text message thread was quite the scene, man. When the Yankees were losing, I was getting, I'm talking like 10 or 12, like, pointing and laughing and nothing better, and a lot of name-calling about the Yankees and Aaron Judge. And then it got kind of quiet there for a while. Here's the thing. I want to say, don't worry about it. Blue Jays are a better team. Blue Jays are going to win this series. But you saw the pitching matchup for today, didn't you?
I know, yeah.
Cam, and you got to be careful. I don't want to be like some of the guys that were.
Yeah, David Ortiz.
David Ortiz.
Whoops.
Cam Schlittler is pitching today, the young guy that was just magnificent in his last outing.
Yep.
Versus a bullpen game.
Yeah.
A bullpen game. So it gets 2-2.
I know. And the pressure at that point is all on the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a tough one today. And that's the problem with the Blue Jays. I mean, we saw it yesterday. This bullpen has allowed 11 runs over the last two games. Mm-hmm. They have a great lineup. They're number one in the AL in offense this year, but their pitching is just not very good. I was surprised with how many games they won this year, especially their bullpen is not very good. So they pitched a great game in game one behind their ace, Kevin Gausman. Mm-hmm. And then the last two games, they gave up, what, 7 runs and then 9 runs last night. So we'll see. Tonight, it's a bullpen game, like you said, and that bullpen's not very strong. So we'll see how it goes.
And are we in a place where we can give Aaron Judge some credit?
That's what I was just going to say. I texted the group chat. I texted my brother. I said, Judge gets a clutch hit in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And my brother is also a very much a Yankees hater, of course. And he said, it's the fourth inning. They're already down 6-1. They're down 2-0 in the series. Like, it's house money. He's playing with no pressure at this point, you know. So he said, no, it's not a clutch hit. I said, all right, fine, but I'll give him a little credit.
7 for 16, 7 for 15.
Well, he is having a really good postseason, but the thing is, prior to that homer, his only two RBIs were when they were down 5 and, the kind of garbage time, and it was a lot of this was his first home run. So he had a great batting average, but, of course, I'm a Yankees hater. I was telling my friends, it's the softest 400 a guy's hitting. It's all, singles and hits when the team's already down 5. Like, come on. And last night, that's why I said, to his credit, finally a clutch hit. He hits that tying homer off the foul pole. But even some, like my brother, were still not willing to
The only thing I'll give him credit for is that was a next to impossible ball to hit out.
Yeah.
I mean, that was way up and in, 100 miles an hour, brought his hands in, still had the power to hit it off the foul pole. I'll give him credit for that. That was an impressive home run.
Well, they did crunch the numbers and said that's the only home run of its type in the StatCast era of a pitch that fast, which was like 99 miles per hour, and that far off the plate. No one has ever hit a home run in something like 508 opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Judge became the first last night. Also, the first homer for Judge this year on a pitch outside of the strike zone. Now, part of that for Judge is he does have a good eye, but that's always been kind of my complaint for the Yankees. I always say it about Stanton. Like, they're just bad ball hitters. Like, if you leave one over the plate, they're going to punish you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make some good pitches, especially Stanton, like, I don't know if they're really going to do a lot of harm. And for Judge, it gets a little complicated because, like I said, he doesn't chase a ton.
Yeah.
But he's hit, 55 homers this year. It's the only one outside of the strike zone. If you make a mistake, he's going to make you pay.
Yeah.
But typically, outside of last night, that was a good piece of hitting.
Yeah.
And the Yankees are alive. We'll see if they can force a game 5.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Mariners. Kind of methodically is how I described it. Just took out the Tigers. Obviously, we were talking about the dump one here, dump 61 here guy and Cal Raleigh. But I do think the Mariners are going to take care of business here with the Tigers too.
Yeah, I think so. So the slate for today, Mariners Tigers at 2:08 Central Time. If the Mariners win, they move on. Tigers are done. Brewers Cubs 4:08. If the Brewers win, they sweep the Cubs. And old friend Kyle Tucker. The Yankees Blue Jays at 6:08. Yankees trying to stay alive. And then Phillies Dodgers tonight at 8:08. Dodgers trying to finish off the sweep at home. The Mariners are going to try to advance today, but they're kind of on the wrong side of that pitching matchup as well.
Yeah, they have is it Miller going tonight?
Miller. Yep, for the Mariners. And then Mize for the Tigers, who had a good year, sub-4 ERA. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if Detroit can stay alive and force a game 5. But the Mariners have been playing pretty well in that series. We'll see if any of those teams, how many of these series advance beyond today.
But elimination games across the board.
Yeah, so
that'll be fun.
That's fun. Hey, college basketball is just under a month away, so ESPN put out their final preseason poll, their final preseason rankings until the actual preseason poll. And if you are a Cougar fan, if you're a college basketball fan, this might be of interest. They put Purdue number 1, Florida number 2, Houston number 3.
Yeah.
It's actually the same as their previous rankings. For example, UConn number 4 was the same. St. John's number 5 still. So nothing has changed since their last rankings. But that's what they have, and they put the Cougars as the third best team in college basketball entering this year.
Well, I mean, they're a powerhouse now. They are year in, year out. Right up there. Maybe not the complete brand. Allure. as the Dukes and the North Carolinas and the Kentuckys. But they are a powerhouse shoulder-to-shoulder with all those squads.
Yeah, they sure are, and they should have another good year.
Yeah.
My only problem with all of these, I just brought this up for your you Cougar fans out there to give you some positive press here before the season. You get excited, expected to be one of the best teams in college basketball. We already know that. But my problem with all these, it's my problem with the AP preseason polls. Usually you just pick, like, the teams that were good last year, mm-hmm. you just pick them again. And that's kind of the idea. Purdue, obviously Florida and Houston were in the national championship. They're 2-3. You know, UConn's been very good under Dan. They won the previous two championships, so they're number four. Mm-hmm. You know, St. John's was good last year at Patino. They're number five. You know, it's just picking the same thing. I mean, Florida lost some pieces from that team. Houston is returning three starters but lost a couple of pieces. So my point being, these rankings to me are always just kind of lame. It's just, oh, who was good last year? Yeah, they'll probably be good again this year. Let's put them back towards the top.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But Houston, number three on the list, so congrats to you, Cougar fans. Speaking of the NCAA, at least, they're going to finalize new transfer portal rules today, and the window in 2026 will run for 2 weeks from January 2nd to January 16th because the 12-team college football playoff schedule extends deep into January. Players participating in a postseason game on or after January 12th will have an opportunity to start the transfer process during a five-day period that begins the day after their final postseason game. What do you think of this alteration?
I like it because the problem I had with the transfer portal was they had the spring, after spring training or during spring training portal, and that one always bothered me. Like someone transfers to Team X. They go through spring training. The coaches are making their plans for their depth chart and their roster. And this player, you know, for Team X didn't get the job they thought they were getting in spring training. They're the backup running back or third team outside linebacker. So what do? They transfer again. Mm-hmm. And that to me, it kind of hamstrings the entire program because that coach was counting on you as a depth piece or as a starter. You didn't win the starting job, and now you're going to transfer. I think this takes care of that, and maybe it gives those programs a little chance to say, hey, man, yeah, you're second team right now. We still got summer. We still got fall practice. You might advance or whatever up the depth chart. I just feel like it's already, as people like to say, the Wild West.
Yeah.
At least this sort of funnels it down to one transfer window. What is it, 10 days, 14 days?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Of a transfer window. And then you don't have to throw a tantrum if you don't, get what you want in spring training with that new team and transfer again. I do like that. I also like the fact that, these four teams that are going to be in the semifinals and the finals of the NCAA championship, National Football Championship, they get a little extra time for those players there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like it.
I like it too.
Mm-hmm.
I am pro-transferring, mm-hmm. but I do think it has gotten crazy and out of control, and there needs to be more, regulations on this, and so that's what this is doing, and
mm-hmm.
and you laid it out well there. I mean, you only need the one window. Season ended, you weren't pleased with your role, you're looking to go on. Yeah, you make your decision then.
Yeah.
And then at that point, once you make that decision, then you honor that commitment, because I'm still old school in that regard, if that's how I was raised, and I think people should be held to that same expectation now that
mm-hmm.
you make that decision in January, I'm going to go wherever, SMU. Okay, that's the decision you made. Now you honor that commitment at least for the next year. And then you can make another decision next January if you like. But, you said you want to come here and play for this team. They took you in. You're not just going to bail a couple of weeks or a couple of months later.
And,
so.
it doesn't screw the coach or the coaches on that new team. Like, hey, man, we counted on you.
Right, exactly.
We're paying you. Mm-hmm. You transferred here. We're counting on you to be either a starter or a depth piece, and now you're going to transfer again because you didn't get what you wanted?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, no, I like this idea. So, yeah, I think it's the same thing. I've made the same argument for years, too, about, we have two different signing days in college football.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. I don't get – just do one. Do it after the season. I don't know why we have this early signing period during the season in December. Same thing here with the transfer portal. Let's just have one window. I don't know why we need to keep stretching this stuff out. One window to make these decisions, and then we can move from there. So that's the new change for college football in the transfer portal. Hey, if you're a Rockets fan, maybe you want to make your way out to the game tonight. Rockets in preseason take on the Jazz tonight at home, 7 p.m. Central Time. Kevin Durant expected to make his debut tonight, so that's somewhat exciting.
A little bit of a Durant preview here. I'm thinking 12 to 16 minutes.
Yeah, probably.
Somewhere in there. They're not going to just, it's not just going to be 3 or 4 minutes and he's out. I think they're going to let him get his into the rotation a little bit, maybe over 15 minutes is what I'll say, just to give him a look, a good run, little look with his teammates, maybe run a few different things. I would say probably 15, 16 minutes.
By the way,
that's good.
Yeah, it is. It'll be fun to see him get involved with these guys, get out there, see him in a Rockets uniform. It's the preseason, so you're only going to get so much, but it's still exciting. By the way, he showed up to the first preseason game the other night in a White Sox hat. C.J. Stroud was probably sitting at home like, where's the outrage?
Nobody cares about the White Sox.
Everyone,
are they really a competition of their rival? I know they beat the Astros in the World Series back in the day, but those days are way gone.
That's right. What is this, a Paul Konerko fan? Come on. Yeah, get him out of here. You can't be supportive of Kevin Durant.
Exactly.
Tonight, he'll actually play in the game, 7 p.m.
In a White Sox hat.
Yeah, that's right. It's preseason. They do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Coming up, is this now realistically an 8-week season for the Texans? We'll talk about it next in The Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.